This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Neiman Lab reports the FCC's spectrum auction last year drove billions of dollars to hundreds of broadcasters across the country. The windfall of cash came from wireless carriers seeking infrastructure for more powerful networks. And now the proceeds are landing in the station's bank accounts. Some stations are using the money to pay down debt, but Jasmine, at least one TV station is investing in local content, especially news.
Yeah, the station is in Pennsylvania, and they're about a 90-minute drive from Philadelphia. What they're doing is creating a newscast that's not focused around spot news like weather or traffic or crime, sports. What they're going to do is they're going to deep dive into stories, so focusing on the why of the story, going to like the second day story, not the initial reaction of something, but looking into more. So instead of, for example, and they give an example, like a snowstorm canceling school. We've all seen that. We live that a lot out here. So the initial story would be, oh, school's canceled and it's over. Well, what they're going to be doing is looking at what happens to these students when they're not able to come to school. So they're not being fed that day, things like that. So they're going to be looking into deeper issues that are related to what the initial spot news would be, this breaking news idea. They're going to go into the why and go deep dive into those things.
Yeah, that's the public TV station there, which not all public TV stations really have a local news department. WTTW in Chicago, I think, does something kind of similar. They have a program called Chicago Tonight where there is some reporting, but it's a lot of panel discussion type of programming, too, during this half-hour programming. But it is a chance to dive a little deeper. I will say, along the same lines, the snowstorm idea, Jasmine, we took a look this past winter at the decision-making process made by school superintendents, what goes into deciding whether you cancel classes or hold classes. So that's kind of like moving beyond that initial headline, too.
Yeah.
Although I really like that idea, too, of seeing, so then what do these kids do? Many kids in, for example, the Macomb School District qualify for free reduced-priced lunches. So if there's no school that day, what do they do? Where do they get a meal from? And that's what the Macomb school superintendent said is one of the factors that plays into his decision-making is what happens to these kids if they're not getting that meal on that day, especially if you're talking a Friday or a Monday where they've already gone the weekend and maybe have not gotten as much to eat. That's something he has to think about.
Well, these are great opportunities. And first, props to Pennsylvania Lehigh Valley, this station for doing this, taking money and reinvesting in your journalism, way to go, hiring some new reporters and doing a better service of the service that you're there to provide. I know that, toward the end of my daily newspaper career, we were evolving to see how we can not only just present the news and inform, but also present potential solutions and, more of that, news you can use sort of thing, to where you could not only talk about the heat wave that's coming on, but also where folks can find shelter, find air conditioning, stories of that nature, for example. I think we have to think outside of the box. I think I've long talked about how I think print journalism and newspapers salvation would be to do deep dives, do long-form journalism, because I think they always and traditionally did it better than anyone else. But that's not to say that broadcast couldn't either. So we have to think about how people will turn to their phones. I just pulled out a stat where the Pew Research Center back in August said roughly 9 in 10 adults, myself included, get news online. Most of my peers do as well. And so now we have to think about, what are they looking up? I'm looking up baseball scores and weather forecasts and things in that nature. But if I want to really get some perspective, if I want to get some deep down information, some research, I'm turning toward my daily newspaper, my Time magazine and whatnot. And I think we have to think this way. And I think it's refreshing to see a station like this that is getting a windfall that's not going to ingratiate themselves at the top, and they're going to invest this in the newsroom. I can't say enough about that. This is what more stations need to be doing.
The concern about it being a windfall of cash is that that's often a one-time infusion of money. So they're going to have to be able to find ways to continue this once this windfall of cash runs out.
Yeah, definitely. Because what they've done to make this idea effective is hire 10 new reporters and 2 editors. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we see newsrooms typically shrinking. When you have a shrinking newsroom, you have fewer people. You can't do stories like this. We're talking 3 to 6 minute stories. You don't see that in a typical television newscast. This is not the typical television newscast. So I really applaud them for thinking outside of the box, because we just don't have enough of that, it seems, nowadays. And also investing in their newsroom, because I mean, plenty of people could go, oh, well, that's a good idea. Let's try that at our current newsroom. Well, it's not going to happen. It takes a lot of manpower to do deep dive investigations and looking into things. And you've got to have those people. So it's important to hire those people. And that's what's really nice to see about this.
Yeah, when you say a 3 to 6 minute story, there's a lot more than 3 or 3 to 6 minutes that goes into that story. We're talking hours and hours and hours of time that goes into these types of stories, days, weeks, maybe even months of doing research and trying to find information to make this a high quality story.
But I would say to the answer to your question or your concern about the finances and having to maintain that, I think it's a risk worth taking. I think we're at the point where we have to try something, and instead of just throwing things against the wall to see stick, which was an era that I lived through, this has some kind of objective, and I think there's if it's well thought out, I think it could succeed. And I think it's just, again, a risk worth taking regardless of the finances.
Yeah, and there's plenty of criticism out there that journalists just react now to stories, and we're not really doing all that much work into looking into things. And this is a solution to that issue, and I'd like to see how it goes.
Yeah, turning stuff around in a hurry, like you say, Jasmine, or also just trying to put clickbait out there instead of doing some actual journalism.
Yeah, this needs to be more cerebral, more thought-provoking, and going just beyond what meets the eye and what's on the surface, which is a good point. I think that people see that and see that we are very reactive, and it opens ourselves up for criticism when we can be more, again, more cerebral or more thought-provoking about our stories and dig down deep and drill down and get more than what's on the surface and provide some real solutions to people. Then that can really be truly be a service to them.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.